News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A bid to get the HSE to set up a special occupational sick pay scheme for workers with long COVID was yesterday rejected by the Labour Court. Unions have called on the government to classify COVID and long COVID as occupational illnesses or injuries. And SIP2's Health Division organiser, Kevin Figgis, joins us now. Kevin, good morning to you. Tell me why you would like to see COVID or long COVID classified as an occupational health issue.
Good morning, Ciara. Well, the reason is because obviously the health service was at the very front of the fight against COVID back in the day. We all remember where, you know, there was no insufficient or no PPE, there was no vaccine. Healthcare workers still went to work. They still went to work with people who were the sickest. They still went to work at the time when they knew they were treating and looking after people who themselves were infected. Sure. And putting themselves at great risk. So the reality then is that some healthcare workers have become very ill themselves and have medically certified symptoms of long COVID and have been out of work and have been unable to return. So
how many workers, Kevin, would fall into that category?
So there's basically two categories here. There's one category that are included in this, what's called this special temporary scheme that was introduced by the HSE and the Department of Health back in 2022. And the HSE have advised that there's 159 healthcare workers in that scheme. And then there's another scheme, there's another category then of healthcare workers who have also got medically confirmed long COVID. But they didn't meet the eligibility criteria, which is particularly the date. And those people are just in the normal sick leave scheme. And the number of that category is not confirmed by the HSE, because obviously they're the employer. But the HSE has accepted that they do not believe that the number is significant.
Okay.
So we are talking
about a very small number of people here. Because why are you looking to have this categorised in this way now? So long, sort of after the fact, as it were.
Well, we've been calling for it for a long time. So just to say that. So the actual special scheme that was introduced in 2022 was actually introduced because we were calling for a scheme at that time. And they introduced a scheme, but they only said that they would do it for a temporary period. So what has happened is that this scheme that was introduced is a temporary period, and the eligibility criteria that was set, which was basically that you had to have had the medically confirmed symptoms as of February 2022 for 84 days before.
Okay.
But also you still had to have those symptoms in June of 22 when it was introduced. So it was very much a thing of you couldn't just rock up on the day and say you had it that day.
Well, is that not because if you didn't have that, then clearly you'd gotten over it and therefore why should you be on a scheme at all?
Well, I don't think there's an issue in relation to anybody that's deemed to be,
is that not why they have? Yeah, exactly. Is that not why they have those dates and that length of time, etc.?
No, I think the purpose of the dates is right, because I mean, look, like what they said at the time was that you had to have had the symptoms 84 days prior to the 7th of February 22, and they introduced it in June. But I think what they were always trying to do was curtail the amount of people that would be able to get it. Because obviously, there's no doubting it that some people may have been medically confirmed days after those dates, but they were excluded.
Now the Labour Court has rejected this. So what are you going to do now?
Well, what the Labour Court has said is that ultimately, while they recognise that in Europe, other countries, and indeed the EU Commission, have defined long COVID as an occupational disease in healthcare for healthcare workers, it has been noted that Ireland and Greece are outliers because they haven't, whereas in a lot of the other countries they have. So what we have sought is that Ireland comes up to that standard and then ultimately then defines it, because when that happens...
And Kevin, for people listening, because it's not quite clear, what difference will it make to workers if it is classified in this way?
So what it will make to workers is that ultimately then there'd be an obligation on the employer to provide an occupational scheme whereby those workers would be able to attain supports, particularly financial supports, for the duration of their absence. So that's the real key. Whereas sick leave obviously does provide supports, but it provides it for a defined period.
So you're saying that the supports run out with sick leave, but in terms of occupational health leave, they don't run out. That's the difference.
Well, they can.
But are you saying that you believe that long COVID, which we would not know at this point, is permanent? Is that what you're saying?
No, what we're saying is that at this moment, the HSE's medical advisors confirm that these people are unfit to work.
Right.
And that for as long as they're unfit to work, they should receive supports. And what we're saying is that Ireland is an outlier. It is not in line with the EU Commission. It's not in line with many other countries in Europe. It's not providing supports. And it's telling people that they need to go and use normal sick leave. But that the Labour Court has said that, and this is the real key, I think, here in the Labour Court recommendation, the Labour Court has said that it's really not up to them to define it as an occupational disease. Right. That's really an issue for the Irish government.
Look, thank you for joining us on that this morning. That is Kevin Figgis there, SIP2 Health Division.